Testimony got heated during a House Natural Resources Committee hearing in Bethel yesterday. Much of the hearing centered on the management of salmon in the Arctic, Yukon, and Kuskokwim region. Comments were gathered from representatives across much of Western Alaska and the interior. Many that spoke criticized the state administration and the Department of Fish and Game for their management practices. As Shane Iverson from member station KYUK in Bethel reports, regional and tribal leaders wasted no time blasting the Department of Fish and Game.
The Lower Yukon is the most economically depressed area in the state. Jack Schulteis is the manager of Kwikpak Fisheries, the only fish buyer left at the mouth of the Yukon. Schulteis says he was disgusted with the department's treatment of subsistence fishers.
People that were just trying to get food to eat, you know, that's got to be the saddest, sickest thing I've ever heard of in this state. Not only is everybody broke on the verge of total economic collapse, now you're not even allowed to eat.
At the beginning of the King Run, Fish and Game estimated that the Yukon was in store for yet another low record, but a sonar at the Canadian border showed that the run was much stronger than Fish and Game had predicted. John Hilsinger testified on behalf of Fish and Game. Hilsinger is the commercial fisheries director. He says the subsistence restrictions were put in place to avoid failing to meet escapement goals set forth in a treaty with Canada. He also said the Yukon is the most difficult river to manage in the state because of its size.
So the decision that the manager makes on, let's say, the 20th of June down in Emonic, he doesn't always know what the result of that decision is going to be until 5 or 6 weeks later.
Karen Gillis of the Bering Sea Fisheries Association says part of the problem is that the state is underfunding management of the river.
When children are going hungry and all we can say is we don't have enough data to change the circumstances, it's a problem that needs addressing today.
In 2007, the state was given approximately $24 million from the federal government for fish research and management. The Department of Fish and Game spent just about 4% of that on projects in the Arctic, Yukon, and Kuskokwim region combined. That's a region that covers over half of the state and a region that has by far and away the highest subsistence use. Many also testified that Fish and Game is ignoring the observations of long-experienced fishermen in the region, fishermen that pointed out early in the season that the King Run was better than recent years. However, Hilsinger says that local input is gathered through several means.
This is an area where the Fish and Game staff has really done a lot to try to work with people to meet with them extensively and does take a lot of public input.
Much of that input comes from advisory councils, and Fish and Game can impose fishing restrictions without the consent of local tribes, a major grievance for several that testified. Dr. John White went even farther by saying the state has undermined a major effort to collaborate with local tribes and fish users. The Arctic Yukon Kuskokwim Sustainable Salmon Initiative was started in 2002 as a way to co-manage, but White, who worked on the initiative, says the administrations of former Governors Murkowski and Palin undercut the effort and then cut research funding to organizations outside Fish and Game.
They did these things behind our back, and they cut us off to the place where we now have zero funding in a cooperative research organization, and now they are no longer working with us.
Many urge the lawmakers to stand up for subsistence users, which they say are being overpowered by commercial interests in the Bering Sea. That Bering Sea fleet is responsible for hundreds of thousands of wasted salmon each year. The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is proposing a set of bycatch caps, but Mike Smith with the Tanana's Chief Conference says those caps favor industry over subsistence. He spoke about a meeting when the caps were proposed.
The subsistence users maybe had 10 people there. The commercial interests brought in well over 100 people to testify, paid their per diem and travel and hotel rooms, and we just can't compete against that type of political pressure.
Representative Mark Newman of Big Lake presided over the hearing. He says testimony gathered at that hearing will help lawmakers when the legislative session begins next year. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.